General Motors and the United Auto Workers Union say they have resumed contract negotiation talks. This as more than 49,000 members of the UAW walk the picket lines outside of General Motors factories in 9 states. It's the first national strike by the UAW in more than a decade. Michigan Radio's Steve Carmody joins us from the picket lines at GM's truck assembly plant in Flint, Michigan. And Steve, we can hear what's going on in the background. Describe what you're seeing there.
Well, there are hundreds of UAW workers standing at the entrances to the Flint assembly plant, and they're getting a lot of support from people who are driving by this morning, honking their horns. And the workers came out at midnight last night, and they've been on the picket line ever since.
Remind us, what are the union members asking for?
At this point, the union and the automaker are pretty far apart on a lot of different things, on pay and benefits. There's a lot of concern about health care costs being increased for union members. Job security is another major issue for the UAW. And also, there is a group of workers who are described as being temporary workers who they want to be made permanent GM workers. So that's all part of the negotiations right now.
Are the GM plants completely offline? Are any workers crossing the picket lines?
Well, the only workers crossing the picket lines at this point are non-union workers. That led to some scuffling this morning as some people started to show up for their security jobs and other jobs at the Flint assembly plant. But for the most part, the parking lot that I'm looking at right now, where usually it has thousands of cars of workers, is completely empty at this point.
Wow, I am familiar with that parking lot, so that's astounding. GM made a last-minute contract offer just hours before the contract expired at midnight. Can you tell us a little bit more about what it was and what union officials have said about that contract offer?
Well, the GM was offering to spend about $7 billion more on upgrading current facilities, employ an additional 5,000 workers, and was also offering about $8,000 in bonuses for individual workers for signing the new contract. At this point, the union maintains that it doesn't get to the basic needs that they have for pay, benefits, health care, and job security.
I did hear that the union vice president said perhaps if that offer had been made hours before or earlier, they might have been able to hammer out a deal before this strike went into effect. Do you think now that they're back at the table that we'll see a closing of this strike maybe sooner?
The expectation is that the union's ready to be out for a while. GM is probably, with its inventory, probably okay for at least the next few weeks until it starts having a pinch of not having enough vehicles to sell. So it's possible this could wrap up soon, or it could drag on for a while, just depending on what the two sides are willing to give.
And depending on that, that would impact production. Remind us, some GM employees gave up pay raises to help GM get through bankruptcy, but the company isn't bankrupt anymore. Is the company in a position to follow through with their promises to build electric cars and trucks and factories that are now closed or closing?
General Motors is in an interesting position right now. It made about $8 billion in profit in 2018. But the company is also in transition to producing more electric vehicles, to producing autonomous vehicles. So they maintain that in order to make the transition, they need to use make a lot of investments to do that. So how much of that of the profit that the company has will be available to increase pay for workers is a difficult issue for them to resolve at the bargaining table.
One other big issue is that the UAW has been facing this corruption investigation involving missing union funds. How much clout does the UAW have right now?
That is another good question to ask. When the union made the announcement that they were going to go on strike yesterday, the union president did not attend that news conference, partly in part because he probably didn't want to answer questions about the FBI raiding his home last month. So that definitely has an effect. Now, whether it will have a substantial effect, it's not completely clear. Here on the line, on the picket line, the word is solidarity. No one's questioning the leadership at this point. They're all agreeing that what the union stands for right now is getting better pay, better benefits, and more job security for the workers.
Michigan Radio's Steve Carmody joins us from the picket line at GM's truck assembly plant in Flint, Michigan. Steve, thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome.